Wow. International slave mama. Boss babe.
Chairman.
Chairman.
Like, really, I people really call myself boss.
Igwe. Igwe Spanish. Africa's tallest man. You feel so good.
It feels so good.
Like, wow. Wow, this is how
it's. Is that you there?
Exclusives. Yep. Cutting the music. Best T-Drive, man. We talking about foreplay. We gotta get on wet first.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Foreplay. As always, foreplay is all about starting the conversation so you can finish it. Because with foreplay, things always get started. Welcome back to another episode of Foreplay. So on today's episode, we're going to just talk about a few things. You know, it's been a while, so I figure we'll just catch up. So today, y'all, I have a special treat for y'all. I got my sisters here with me. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hey, guys. Fiona.
Hey y'all, it's Inga, the one and only.
All right. Enough. Let's start here, y'all. So 2022. Wow, even 2020. To go back. 2022 has been a year. It's been a year. I ain't gonna hold y'all. So Yeah. From the year's almost closing out, so I just want to start with just reflecting on the year. What do you think, like, how did you imagine this year? Starting from the beginning in January when the 3, 2, 1 countdown happened, how did you imagine 2022 being and how is it going so far?
That's a good question. I thought it was just going to be just like another year, nothing special, you know, it's just going to fly by, but I don't know. I feel like this has been a really good year for me, at least.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been learning a lot about myself. It's been one of them years just staying to myself and learning more about myself. Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. For me, at the beginning of the year, I was hoping I was going to, like, be focused and get stuff done, but I really wasn't sure because I get distracted so easily. So I was just hoping that I was going to stick to my word. So I did, and I'm still working.
I was about to ask, have you stuck to your word?
Mm-hmm, I did. Even though I was still, like, a little distracted, I still had to, like, I redirected myself and, like, tried to focus. But I can do better, of course.
So what is, like, one word you would use to describe the year? If you could describe it in one word.
I don't even know if there's a word to describe. Let me look up, like, synonyms.
I don't think there's really a word.
Yeah, like a description. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like my year has been going okay. I've been trying to, you know, be very intentional, and I've been sticking to that. We thank God. But yeah, I've really been sticking to that this year. I was like, 2022 is my year to really just zone in on what Etta wants and who I am, really.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
And do you feel like you've been sticking to that?
Yeah, I feel like I've actually been sticking to it.
Okay.
Surprisingly, because y'all know I don't be sticking to
things. Surprisingly?
Because I don't be sticking to a lot of things, but I've actually been sticking to it, surprisingly.
Okay.
You know, I be falling off track. Yeah.
Mm. No, I understand.
I done rolled and died. Yeah, I'm actually sticking to it. But yeah, so like, as far as the year goes, what has 2022 made you realize, like, about yourself and about life?
For me, I just, like, am thinking about myself, like, much more. Like, when I'm planning my future, I'm thinking about me, like, mostly. So, It's, like, I'm really, really, like, hyper-focused on myself right now.
And you have to.
Yeah, like, yeah. I want to enjoy myself before I can't as much anymore.
That's true.
We're in them years that you have to enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I need to explore.
If not now, then when?
Yeah, you know?
Literally. Inga?
Yeah, I just feel like this year I've been really trying to focus on just dating myself. Yeah. I know that's, like, the thing right now, but I've really just been, like, you know, just trying to learn a little bit more about myself and just dating myself and, you know, enjoying my time alone and not looking at it as, you know, oh, isolation or being lonely. Just, I'm really enjoying it. And mm-hmm. I've been learning a lot from it. I'm learning a lot about myself, which is a good thing.
That's it.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what you learn about yourself when you're alone, when you're by yourself.
It was fun to hang out with yourself.
Yeah, it's not every day you have to be around people. Mm-hmm. You have to be doing this, A, B, C. No.
It's not every day, just, shaka, shaka.
Yeah, just sit down. Please, sit down.
Sit down small, I bet. No, literally, like, I told myself, because I wanted to start doing, like, words of the year. So this year, like, literally my word was self-rediscovery. Just sitting in that and kind of learning myself, rediscovering who I am outside of law school, outside of friends, family.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who I am, what I like.
Who Etta is.
Yeah.
You know what? In the process of doing that, you're falling more in love with yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this year, I feel like from the beginning of this year, it was more like, I felt like this was a year of planting your seeds, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
This year is like, I feel like we've been putting in work, and yeah. I do see the results.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if it's like something small here and there, I see the results, like, not even within me, but within our group of friends mm-hmm. that we surround ourselves with. So we've been planting seeds, yeah. we're working on ourselves, you know, whether it's like work, school, your personal life, and I see it, yeah.
I can feel that. Mm-hmm. I literally have seen everybody grow this mm-hmm. year alone.
Yeah.
Growth, yeah, there you go.
Especially like, growth. Yeah, the pandemic has forced us kind of to grow because yeah. we realize life is short.
Very
and
short.
Life is moving quickly. We have to grow.
I saw this tweet and it was like, where would you be without the pandemic? And I was like, damn, I don't know because I have yeah. gotten, and you know what, I know the pandemic, like a lot of people went through tragedy. And I'm really, like, I'm sorry about that, but, like, God really blessed me during
yeah.
the pandemic. And a lot of people around me, like, I saw people, like, reach financial goals that they've never, ever reached.
Literally.
So, just because, and they're doing less work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, dang, you know, I got, like, a taste of that, too. And I was like, I
feel like the pandemic really forced us to zone yeah. into what we want.
To be like, serious. Yeah. Literally. A little bit more serious.
People were doing gym, babe. They were doing cooking, babe.
Yeah. And people were taking advantage of the time mm-hmm. that we had. Like, it was kind of
taking
like a
that time. Mm-hmm.
And also taking advantage of their talent.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
They were really going within themselves and finding out, like, okay, what am I really good at? And putting in time.
Even OnlyFans.
People were making millions off of that. But, like,
what?
I really feel bad also for the people who were, like, alone, like, really, and it was, like, really getting to them and people yeah. went through depression and all that, and yeah. I just feel so bad. Like,
that's the bad side of it.
But I don't get to hear those stories like that much. But I know,
and I feel like
there.
We're blessed because you know none of us had to be alone during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I was blessed to be living, you know, with people I love. So even when everything was shut down, we would still be in the house having a blast.
Yeah, we yeah. had each other.
We were still doing enjoyments every day.
Yeah, it was fun actually. I won't lie.
We had a good time.
We're blessed to have each other during a time like that, you know?
Yeah.
And even if they're not there physically, like checking up on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that did. Yeah. Yep. The pandemic made room for people to check up on people because mm-hmm. normally our lives are so busy, we don't get a chance to check up on people like that.
I would say the same thing. Like maybe the same thing. Mm-hmm. Fee said.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're not there yet, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I would say this year just being a little bit more financially stable and being a little bit more responsible when it comes to mm-hmm. finance, because that played a big part. And yeah, I know people say money's not everything, but it plays a big part in just being comfortable and mm-hmm. being able to do certain things you weren't able to do before.
Yeah.
So that's what this year, that's a blessing that came with this year. Yeah. Absolutely. Just being a little bit more responsible with your finances.
And careful.
Wow. International slave mama. Boss babe.
Chairman. Boss.
Chairman.
Like, really, I can really Doctor. Call myself boss.
Igwe. Igwe Spanish. Africa's tallest man. You feel so good.
It feels so good.
Like, wow. This is like, wow, this
is
how
it's. Is that you there?
That's what it feels like. Wow. I can get used to this lifestyle. Yes. Please.
Literally, you can really get used to it. It's like, for yes. Listen.
Is hand me toothpick.
You got to one with your mouth.
Yes. You feel sweet. You're like, wow. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do club etiquette for girls.
Where do I start?
Where do I begin?
It's a long... No. First of all, I'll let Fiona go first.
So I just feel like now... Right now, if you go to the club and you're just like going to stand there and wait for somebody to invite you to the table, it's just not giving...
No.
It's not giving. You can't do that anymore. You just... Mm-hmm. You generally have to be going to a table or not. Like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the standing there and being awkward is just so weird. Another thing, you said only for girls.
If a man invites you to their table, don't be bringing your homegirl, your homegirl cousin, your homegirl auntie.
Oh, sister. No. My girls are going to eat. If I'm going to eat, my girls going to eat.
No. You
bring, no, they're no. going to eat. I ain't first gonna bring all, no niggas with me, but my girls are going
okay,
to
okay, but I just feel like there's a certain number. You don't bring, like...
Yeah, you can't bring 50 people, but...
Yeah, don't bring no me four and five plus girls. That's too many.
I don't know.
They invited you to the table. Don't be bringing all so those you, peoples with you at the table. Yeah. No.
You're gonna go to the table alone?
No, but I'm just saying, like, don't bring too many girls with you. Don't bring a whole
my
village.
Girls are gonna eat. I'm gonna bring
village.
Me and my home girls.
No,
I'm not going to bring, like, 50 people, but at the same time, it's like, if I'm with four girls and you invite me to the table, yeah, so can my girls come too?
I feel like three is a good number.
Three?
Four is pushing it, mm-hmm. but at least communicate with the guy, mm-hmm. somebody's son. Let them know, like, hey, I'm bringing this many girls, amount of people with me. Just, like, you know, let them know, communicate with them.
Cause you don't
but
know,
don't
like,
just show up with a whole village.
Yeah, cause you don't know who his friends are bringing mm-hmm. and which girls they invited. There's going to be a million of you guys.
And
table.
Most of the time, the table's already packed anyways. You guys are going to look dumb coming with how many people. No.
I don't know. I mean, I get it, but also at the same time, I just be like, if I'm going to eat, they going to eat.
But now it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like, I don't want somebody to get there, you know, and they're like,
mm-hmm. You're awkward.
And standing there like, because it can happen
yeah.
like that. That's
you're
just
uncomfortable.
The only thing. Unless we're going to go early. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't always happen. That's the problem.
Oh, no. We don't go anywhere early.
No.
Also, if somebody, another club etiquette, if somebody invites you to the table, don't go and be boring.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate that. I hate going and seeing the girl that just sitting there looking cute. Like
yeah,
be
come
cute,
there looking
but,
cute, but don't sit there the whole time.
And you don't have to be doing the most. You don't have to do dance battle, but at least, like, you know,
like a little,
look
like
active. Yeah, a little okay. cute. Just be active a little bit. Like,
stand up
okay.
and dance to, like,
yeah.
one
you're
or two
never
songs.
Too cute to dance, but also we go to close to Africans. So that's two. They want to see you dance. They don't want you just
sitting down.
Sitting there looking cute. No, mm-hmm. get up.
Like, and there has to be one song you like. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. You can
dance to, like, at least one or two songs. Don't just sit there the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think also, when they're passing the drinks around, have whoever it is that invited you to the table, one of his guys, pour you the drink.
Yeah.
Don't grab the bottle yourself and be pouring. No.
Yeah,
you
that's a big
that.
No, that's a big no-no.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing
yeah,
so much.
No. Have him wait for him. To
and
pour
then
you
you'll never
drink.
Get invited again. Why were you pouring the bottles you didn't pay for?
They're going to remember.
Unless if they, like, let it be known that, okay, if you want some, like, just
yeah,
get it. Cause
we'll
some not gonna be able to, yeah, because some people are not going to cater to you. Like, some guys are not going to be like, okay.
And some guys get a lot of bottles to take. So, I mean, yeah, if it's just hella bottles sitting around, yeah, you can pour yourself some. But if it's not
yeah,
that type
don't
of party,
just go pour. Please.
Because I've seen like people, oh my God, I've seen
Sister.
People like walk up to a table like and try to get the bottle on the guys. Like,
you can't feel, basically you can't feel too entitled at a table because it's not your table, you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, it was so very bad.
Also, if you're another female that was invited there, just enjoy the other females. You don't have to be mad that there's more females there. Like,
don't have an attitude.
Sister, I didn't pay for the table. You didn't pay for the table. Please, let's all enjoy. Yeah, we're chopping his money. Let's all chop together.
Yeah, I hate when you go to the table and the other females out there. And they're like, they were there before you and they're like mugging you or watching you walk to the section. Like, the section, like, looking at you crazy. No, girl. Yeah. I didn't pay for the table. You didn't pay for it either. Let's just have a good time.
Yeah, like, I'm a girl's girl. Like, if I'm at the table, especially if I come by myself or something, like, I really, you know, like...
I'll say hi to everybody, even the females first. Like, hey,
and
hey
if you're being stank, that's fine. I will ignore you.
Oh, that's another one. Make sure you say hello.
Yes.
Say hi.
Don't just walk up in there and sit down. Don't. Say hi.
That's please. Rude.
Even though it's, like, even as awkward as it is
sometimes. We have this one friend. She does that sometimes, and it pisses me off. I would be telling her, like, you can't do that.
Just go in there and sit down?
Yeah.
No, you gotta say
this
hi.
It's not your table. You can't do that.
Yeah, you gotta greet. Cause like,
greet them.
Greet well. Where I'm from, greet well.
You greet and then you sit down.
Yeah, even the females, hey girl, hey boo. You know, say some small hey, and then you sit down. You can't go to somebody's section and just sit down. That's rude. Right.
Ooh, this is a big like, one. Oh, go ahead. No, you go first.
And like, if it's, especially if it's your first time being invited to like, the guys inviting you out, please do not get that drunk. Like, you can't be getting that drunk.
No. I mean, that's just in general. Just
in general.
You're a female. Don't be getting too fucked up. Yes, enjoy the night, whatever.
But especially around that, because, like, you're around people you've never been around, you know, before. And what if you're by yourself and you know, you just came with a guy? You might want to watch out for yourself.
I have a good one. Mm-hmm. I know y'all about to...
Say it.
Do not. I know I did this. Look at me. I did this. I'm guilty of doing this. Do not bring another nigga to a nigga section.
Say it louder for yourself. See him.
Don't bring another guy to a guy's
collection. That is the ultimate disrespect.
That's disrespect. I know I've done it. I know I'm guilty.
At least you know.
I have enough willpower to really do
I don't have
and I did my chest is not big enough
to do it.
That's a big
shame.
No.
The shame will be doing me. My chest is not big enough to do it. I can't do big boy like that.
That's a big no, but I mean
that one is a big one. That's straight disrespect.
Why did I do it? I don't know.
Especially with African niggas. You can't be doing that shit. Because them two, ego. You have to feed off the ego. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know that ego? It builds them. You can't be going to the club and bringing another nigga there.
Another nigga over there.
To their section to drink their drinks that they're ordering. Smoke the hookah that they're ordering.
Even like when we're in the same club and like my brothers show up or, you know, we just happen to be in the same club or whatever party. You can't. Yeah, you love your brothers. You love your family. But you can't be like, oh, that's my brother. Come to the section. You can't even your own brothers.
Let me tell you about this one time.
Don't invite your own brothers to the section. Let me tell you about this one time. Like, come sip a little. No.
One time in Silver Spring, I did invite you into the section that we were at with the niggas. Yes, I did. I did invite my brother into the session we were at with the niggas.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got there, one, there was only session with security. Why?
What?
Why did the session have security?
It wasn't that serious.
But the session had security. It would have been like this, macho man. Even in black and white attire.
They hired security for
this
section.
They did. So, I wish, I'll say offline. Who's
I remember that day.
Yeah, I'll say offline whose table it was. But so, we were with these macho men. We're in the section, of course. It was like, on the section. So, yeah, my brother was also there. Them too, they had their own section. My brother and his girlfriend, they had their own section. But my brother wanted to say hi to everybody.
He just wanted
else
to come say hi.
Because my friends and I were in the macho man section. So he came back to say hi.
He just wanted to say hi. Just, you know, being innocent.
And then because... y'all, I feel so bad. This is wrong. It's wrong. This is bad.
It's very bad.
Very bad.
Oh, God.
So their section was still waiting for the hookah. We had our own hookah because the macho man that I was with had got me my own hookah. They all had their hookahs, but he got me my own personal hookah. So why not my brother smoke my hookah? So when he came to say hi, I passed him my hookah because it's my hookah. You bought the hookah for me. I'm the only one smoking it. Everybody else has their own. You told me this one's for me. Mm-hmm. I'm smoking the hookah. I passed it to my brother. The security came. Hey, man.
Tapped him.
Yeah, security came. Really standing in front of him. I was walking in the section. He said, hey, man. So I passed the hookah over the rope. Over the rope so he can also smoke some. Because why not? The fuck? It's not that deep. The security said, no, man. No, no, no. He's okay. He started causing a scene.
Yeah.
My brother, too.
They made a whole big scene. And it was not pretty at all.
And my brother said, who the fuck is this nigga? I said, I'm security. Me, I can't do nothing because me too, I want to stay in the section and smoke the hookah. I got the hookah back and continue smoking while they're arguing.
That's not right.
Yeah. I was like, why are you going to sleep right now? I was in the bed like, just smoking the hookah.
All the guys are looking at my brother like, who is he?
Yeah, why the fuck? He come over here. Because he just wanted to say hi to them. He was saying hi to, like, Crystal and everybody.
Yeah.
Crystal Cairo was in the section. He just saying hi to them. He was leaving. They have their own section. They have their own bottles.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, their hookah hadn't came out yet. So, why can't he smoke my hookah? You got it for me, right?
They wasn't having it.
But, like I said, that feeds off ego. Mm-hmm. These Nigerian men and the egos. I'm sorry.
Sorry to say.
Yeah. He was doing macho man. He wanted to be big boss. I was like, okay. I couldn't even say nothing because he paid for the hookah. I said, all right, dang, it's not that serious. I was like, I'll meet you back at your table. Talking to my brother. Yeah, he was pissed. He was so pissed.
Yeah.
But what can we do? What can we do? Honestly, I have to still remain and smoke the hookah. I have to sit at the table and smoke the hookah. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
The hookah was sweet, too. Yeah, I just ordered it. It was very sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were ready to really...
They were. They were so mad.
Like, it's not that serious.
They were actually so mad. It was like, why are you so mad? And I kept trying to tell them. I was like, no, that's my brother. That's my brother. We don't care. What? What's the drunk behavior that you've done that you can share on air? That it's like now you think about it as cringe. For me, it's talking to certain people.
Yeah, just
like when I get drunk, I talk to people that I probably shouldn't.
You have toxic no guys.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say I know for a lot of females, it's like texting that one person you're not supposed to be texting.
Yes,
but yeah, like
now they have the undo button.
Yeah, the
you don't do.
Not even texting, even just calling or even ending up over there. And you wake up the next morning like, oh.
Fuck. Maybe I'm here again?
I didn't need to do all of that.
Mine is, there's certain people that I think they're attractive when I'm lit.
But not when
I'm
so
sober.
No
silver, no sissy.
Not Ronald McDonald.
I'm like, oh no,
real spooky season.
That's real spooky.
Yes.
Wow.
You'll be falling in love with Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it just
changes. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, and then when you're like getting like sober, you're like, what's going on?
They're not so attractive.
Yeah.
And it's like the stuff they're saying too. Not like, I'm not talking about all looks, but it's like once you know, do get to
talk,
have a conversation, they're not ever giving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like, what?
So I realize I don't have good taste.
I mean, I feel like liquor in the moment makes everything seem better than it really is.
And it does. And it's that's like, at that moment when you're drunk, you're like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I want to call you. I want to be in your bed. When you're drunk, that's what you want. Like, I want to be in your bed. But then you wake up, you're like, fuck, I should have never been over here.
You wake up with hella regrets.
Like,
so many regrets. But you know what? That's what life is about. don't take it as a regret. It's a lesson.
It's not a lesson.
It's a lesson.
Nah, it's a lesson. Ooh. Ooh. See,
it's a lesson.
Okay, so let's get into parents. Because parents, especially having foreign parents, I just feel like we spend most of our lives trying to please them. We want them to see us as, no, not even as our inner child. I was going to say as our inner child, but we spend most of our lives trying to help them parent their inner child.
That's true.
Whatever they're missing, yes. We spend most of our lives. You're coming this way.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, that's true.
We spend most of our lives, like, trying to parent their inner child. Because whatever they were missing as a kid, they try to instill that in us. So we spend our lives trying so hard to be that inner child for them that we can be. Because we have to parent our own. Our inner child's are fucked up. We got trauma we got to deal with. On top of dealing with the trauma that, no offense, I know we all love our parents, but on top of the trauma that they put on us, we are also trying to deal with their own. The trauma that they have going on now.
Yeah.
Trying to parent them the same way we're trying to parent our inner child. We're trying to parent them as well.
And it's a lot. It's a little bit, it's a lot, so overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, at what point will it be enough? At one point, would it be enough?
I mean, I was reading something. I don't know if it was on Instagram or whatever, but I was reading something that just said, like, our generation, we just have to worry about ourselves. Yeah. We just have to. I know it's hard, but we have to worry about ourselves, you know?
Because the difference, the difference in our generation and theirs is so different. We cannot. Different.
You're going to literally kill yourself trying to worry about your parents and their well-being. I mean, yeah.
And I feel like we've done that for so long. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's all we really know.
Like, same goes for them. You know?
Yeah, that's why it's like, we can't blame them because they don't know better.
Yeah.
That's how they were raised. So they, and also, you know, us, our generation, you know, we do the work to heal ourselves. Mm-hmm. They don't know none of that. They don't know about healing yourself. Don't.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't believe anything's wrong.
They just know survive.
They're just getting by. Yeah, they're just trying to survive.
Survive.
They're literally that's just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can't do that.
Yeah. It was with us, like, we know better now.
Yeah, everybody, we know better. We're learning better. Like,
whatever it is you're going through, you call it as it is and you work on it.
Yeah, and that's sweeping things under the rug.
Yeah, with them, they just swept everything under the rug. And like, oh, life is all dandy and sunshine. No, it's not.
I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to do that in my future household. Like, we're going to address it. Yeah, whatever it is, we are going to address it. And I just feel like it's going to help the kids, you know.
It's going to help
you feel like, and the kids.
You feel like you... Do you feel like your mom's like that? Like, you feel like you're... carrying her and the child, or that she enforces that on y'all.
Do you feel the weight of her?
Yeah, the weight. That's a good way. Yeah, the weight.
To be honest, not really. I just feel like, for me, I don't know, but I think I got a different version of my mom. That's something I learned. Like, your parents are growing up with you, so you get different versions of them. Mm-hmm. And the version I got of her was very, like, relaxed. Like, I didn't really...
That's JP.
Yeah,
like... That's because your last born... Actually,
JP got... JP.
I feel like last born, you guys get the relaxed version of your parents.
You get whereas, the, like... Not the relaxed. You guys get the tired. They're giving up.
Yeah,
they're
tired. They're
tired,
but for me... But for me, I didn't need... anything from her. Like, I just felt like I was good. Like, I mean, I she was there for me, but like, I didn't really like sorry, I just felt like, I'm trying to get my words out, make it make sense, but the only thing I was missing was, like, you know, her being emotionally unavailable. I mean, a lot of African parents are not really, yeah, like, that part. But then she was going through a lot anyways, but I didn't even feel that when I was younger. I didn't know she was going through a lot. Yeah. Couldn't tell. She just was acting normal, so I don't feel
Like, that's because she didn't let you.
Yeah.
She didn't
put it on you. She didn't put it on me. My mom, one thing about her is going to internalize everything. But I feel like I do that too.
You do.
Yeah, I do that.
You do. Fiona really does. Yeah, you would never know if Fiona's going through something because. Because
I downplay like everything like in my head.
Things could be worse.
Like, no, I feel like with you, we have to ask.
Yeah, multiple times. Are you okay? What's going on?
And now we're good at picking up things.
Yeah.
So we'll know when something is off with somebody. We'll ask repeatedly, like, no. And we'll talk about it amongst ourselves. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I know she said she's good, but she's not.
Yeah, I just feel like some things are not that serious, but it probably is, you know, you just kind of downplay stuff, but I feel like that's probably like one thing, you know, I get from my mom, but I just feel like she did a good job like hiding a lot of stuff she's going through, which is not good, but I wasn't exposed to a lot of stuff. Like,
even how you say you weren't exposed to a lot of things and like mm-hmm. how her childhood trauma wasn't on you.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of still was because the same way that you weren't exposed to a lot of things, now you do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now you're over there keeping things to myself.
So that's true.
You keep a lot of things to yourself.
And you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's so natural. And I don't feel like alone or anything. I just normally like do that. Mm-hmm. Like as like probably a coping mechanism or like a way to make me feel comfortable. Yeah. I feel sometimes like uncomfortable, like opening up. No, I am uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, that's really what it is. But.
And I like when you open up, like the few times, I feel like you're already an open person, mm-hmm. period.
When you really dig deep.
But when like, for an example, I don't know if I'm going to cut this out or not, but mm-hmm. yeah, for an example, like what was yesterday, Saturday, when we were on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Fee and I were just in a car, and I feel like you opened up, and I was just like, I liked it, but then you stopped yourself. You're like, anyways, Inga, what's going on?
Yeah, I always do that. People are like, wait, we're not done talking about you.
And yeah, just like, wow, you do that sometimes.
You're really opening up.
When she talks to them, she's like, anyways, so what's going on?
What's going on with your life?
Like, and no, I was we're like, on no. you. We're on you. And we're talking about you.
We don't get to hear about that. You know what's really, really going on often. So me, I was just like, wow. Like I was just like, okay, I feel closer. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're really. And then when you're like, anyway.
So what's going on? I switch. Like, I switch like a robot.
I was like, no. But I just let it go. I'm not saying, wow. But sometimes it was nice getting to see you in that. You know,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That vulnerable.
Thing. I don't realize that.
No, it was nice.
That's what I'm saying. So like even if you think your mom didn't have no effect,
yeah,
she did because you're still mm-hmm. doing the same thing.
That's true.
Thing.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't interpret it that way. It's true.
Yeah, like one day I just wanted you to just pour it all out. I just wanted
to. I'm getting there.
Yeah,
but
it's not about force, but I know
you'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Just pour it all out, girl.
I know me. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as far as parents, like, yeah, I do feel like I love my parents. I love them. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm saying nothing bad or nothing crazy, but I do feel like sometimes I do carry my father's burdens on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Unfortunately,
because I am my father's child, I'm the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you made yourself like nobody asked. I'm not even trying to be rude.
No,
I feel like nobody. Okay, yeah. I feel like nobody. You put that on yourself though, like nobody, not even dad himself. He's just being him. I feel like you put that on yourself though. You know?
No, I feel like from a young age.
You put the pressure on yourself.
No, from a young age. I remember back in middle school when I wanted to do, when we were going to magnet school. Going to magnet school, I wanted to do performing arts. And I remember dad told me, no. He said, you're not doing performing arts, you're doing law.
Oh, you never told me that.
And I cried. Meanwhile. I cried all night. But in the morning, I went and signed up for law. But all night I cried about it because it's like I wanted to do performing arts. I want to dance.
Meanwhile, out here in,
even though I can't dance.
Even dancer.
I wanted to dance so bad.
Basketball, and the man just didn't even listen.
That's what I'm saying, Inga. Like, you don't see it because, like, for me, it's like, I know. I still, to this day, remember that. Like, I wanted to do performing arts so bad because I wanted to do dance. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I like to dance. I want to do dance. Yeah. And no, he said, you're not doing that. You're doing law.
So why did he let me do it? Away. Why did you let me do it?
That's what I'm saying, Inga. I'm trying to tell you.
No, okay,
our father has had a vision for my life that I just had to live because he had this vision for my life.
Like, did he not? I'm not saying the man doesn't care about me.
But he cares about you, but I'm saying me particularly, he had a vision for my life. He cares about y'all. The same way he lets all y'all do whatever you want.
What?
You do whatever you want. Ian does whatever he wants. No, JP does whatever he wants. But when it came to me, he was like, no, you're doing this. You're going here. That's what I'm like. Everybody else could do whatever they want.
Do you feel like at some point, okay.
I feel like he had this vision for my life. And he was like, no, you're doing this. That's what you're going to do. And me, just being the obedient child, I was like, okay.
You want to prove so much to him, you know? You want to prove so much to this man, and at the end of the day, he just wants you to be happy. I wish you knew that. I wish you saw that. The man just wants you to be happy.
Oh.
And you just like, I got to do this, I got to do that, and then that. No. Do you know whatever it is you chose to do in life, he will be happy of you and proud of you regardless? Did you know that? No.
I know they're going to be proud of me regardless.
Yeah, so it's just, I feel like certain...
I don't think it's that, though. No. I know he's going to be proud of me regardless.
Yeah, so sometimes just don't be too hard on yourself. Okay, do you feel like...
I mean, granted, I fell in love with Law, but...
Him having 4 kids. So do you think at some point he just picked one and said, this is the one, I see potential in this one?
No.
So I'm going to put my energy into this one.
He sees potential in all of us.
But do you feel like parents do that?
They do.
They pick their one
some
child
of them,
and say,
I feel like white parents do
this one.
I feel like white parents do
no,
that.
No, I feel like all parents do it.
I think.
They pick their one child and say, this happened like potential.
It didn't really happen like that in my family.
No?
No, there's just certain people that my mom knows that she doesn't need to worry about.
That's why.
And it's me that I don't need to be worried about.
I just feel like, I don't know, because I gave them hell as such. An early age, like, I'm not gonna lie, I was bad as shit.
Really?
But I'm saying, like, do you feel like at a certain age, just they stop caring? Like, okay, let her do whatever she wants.
Yeah, because it gets tiring that they're, like, not trying to deal with that no more.
And then being, like, firstborn,
you
would think they would put more pressure on me, but they chose that
one. Yeah.
I don't know. I do question that a lot. Like, why didn't they put that much pressure on the rest of us as they did with Etta? Yeah.
I feel like maybe, like, they got to know y'all's personalities. And it's like, for you, you're not even the type to take that type of pressure.
No.
Like, oh, no. Like,
you know me.
But then she's like, yes. Let me go and do honors program on top of this.
I'll do this.
Plus.
And that ABC. And me, I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing it. I'm not doing it.
They're just like, I just find, you know, some parents know their kids, like, you know, like their main personality.
And you know what? You know you have good parents when they can just...
accept it.
Yes. Like, this is my child. This is how they are. I just have to accept that this is...
Yeah, this is how they are.
Yeah, not like, it's not them, you know, letting you down. Mm-hmm. It's just... They just know what you're going to tolerate, what you're not.
Yeah.
What you want to do, what you don't want to do.
And so, honestly...
Like, that's imagine just them putting that type of pressure on me. They would have had a headache.
Yeah, like...
What?
Circumstance, you know, it would have been worse.
Oh, I would have been giving it's them...
It's the big pressure to carry. Like, I want to use an analogy, but it can't be taken the wrong way because I don't think of myself this way at all.
Mm-hmm.
but it's just like, I only want to use this analogy because I've been watching the Avatar and I've been catching up on the episodes. I'm not catching up. I'm not the Avatar.
Wait, what show?
But yeah, Avatar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been watching Avatar Last Airbender, trying to rewatch all the episodes all over again. But just like, I don't want to say I'm nowhere near that. I'm just saying just how Aang always just feels burdened with his people's things. Like, that's how I be feeling.
That's a good
example. I don't want to say that because I'm not Avatar carrying the world, but it's just like, just that he also was a bird and he's just a kid. He's literally a kid.
Yeah.
But he's trying to carry it. Yeah, that's how I be feeling sometimes. I'm like, not so much. I just be feeling like, dang, I have to do this because got a family to feed, They're depending on me. I don't think he bet on me, but it's the same thing. I don't think, the youngest one, they were tired. They do whatever. Mm-hmm. Should be do whatever he want.
That man walk in and out that house.
Yeah, like, literally.
Like, he pays them.
Yeah, he does. He walk in like, hey, y'all.
He ran, smelling like.
Oh, Jimmy, did you eat? Let me fix you something. It's 11 p.m. right now. Let me fix you something nice to eat.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I ate my friend's house.
But us last children, we're left in the house, so we do take care of our parents. So they're nice to us, and we're nice to them.
In the way, the youngest one do, they do take care of their
parents. Yeah, like we, there's certain things my mom knows that I'm going to do.
Yeah. And tell you, you're going
to
do it.
Or like, I'll just offer to do it. Not like nobody else does, but I like will notice certain things.
Compared to, like,
yeah, okay,
Yvonne, the oldest one.
Yvonne does the best job out of it.
Really?
Yeah, she, like, really caters to my mom. But like,
what about Leslie?
He just is not at home. Like, Michelle.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't
like, live. Since we're home, we are going to be, like, we want to help my mom. Yeah. We want to do so much for her.
Yeah.
Like, want to do little stuff. Like, oh, you want to get your nails done, you know. Yeah, because she doesn't ask us for anything, but still. We just want to do nice stuff for her. But anyway, like, when I was left in the house by myself with her when, you know, I was in high school, we just became cool. I didn't have a problem with her.
That was your time to bond and get to know each other.
So I didn't have, like, a angry teen phase where I was, like, rebelling because I didn't really do anything. And where I went to school, we weren't really doing too much anyways. Mm-hmm. But that's when we bonded. She has more respect for me now.
Good.
And she really, I can see she respects me and treats me like an adult now, especially after this day.
That's it. But.
Yeah. Because they're human too.
They are.
Do you know I see moms in this, like, in the child? I see her in a child.
I see it in us. I told you that. I was like, I see her trying to live.
Through us?
Yeah. Because she didn't get that chance.
Youngest, also.
Especially since we're so, what is it? Sexually liberated.
Fiona, what did you say?
She said hot.
It's true. Like, I'm so sorry. We're
so
really
sexually liberated. I think our parents, I really think our mothers be living through us.
My mom really be like not liking what I wear though. She really
They don't like it, but at the same time, I saw Inc. I was like, yeah, they complain.
She could never.
I said they complain, but at the same time, they're like, they only complain because they can't do that in their time.
No, my mom said she got sick. No, one day my mom said she got sick from what I was wearing. She said she couldn't go to bed. And Precious was dying. Me and Precious were about to go to brunch, and my mom was like, "This is what I like, Fiona." The other day, because I wore something to cover my outfit, I told her, I said, I'm wearing this dress, because she said my dress is inside out. I was like, yeah, I'm wearing this over my outfit because you won't like it. She was like, what? So what are you wearing under there? I was like, mommy, you're not going to like it, so see you later. So next time, she told Yvonne and me that she couldn't go to bed that night. I was like, mommy, you never go to bed, though, so I don't really know. She said she couldn't stop thinking about it. She said if somebody, she saw somebody dressed like me, even though she didn't see my outfit. She said she'll think that they're prostitutes.
First of all,
it's going to be dramatic. Yeah, I was like, mommy, you have to understand this it's brunch season.
They like it. Low key.
They
wish. Not they like it, but low key, they wish that they could
do it, but they never got the opportunity.
Yeah. That's what I told Inga. I said, my mom, I feel like Falone, she just never had the chance.
Married so young.
Yeah. She didn't get the chance to be this sexually liberated. Like, us, we'll do whatever.
And outspoken.
And not even, because it's not even for men. We just do it because it looks nice. We like it. We like wearing the skimpy clothes. It's just us. We like it.
Like, outfits, like, the way we carry ourselves, like, we're so unapologetic. And we're going to speak our mind. If we don't want something, we don't want it.
Yes. What would you say to your younger self now? Like, one thing that you would say to your younger self. Like, just on growing up.
I want to say that, like, I always wanted to, like, explore the world when I was younger. Like, I always wanted to be grown and get out. Not grown, like, fast, but, like, go out. Like, I always loved, like, what do you call it? Reality TV and stuff like that. And, like, I still like it. Like, I don't know. I feel like
you
I was...
like reality TV.
Yeah, like, and I like doing stuff by myself. I like exploring. I like to... But I mean, what I'm
saying.
So
you would tell her to do it?
Yeah, I would just tell her to like continue to like think big and like think. Remember that there's so many things out there that you have no idea about, like, and you need to like expand your mind.
Inga,
I
would tell.
I would tell
my younger self to stop focusing on the boys. Like, they're always gonna be there.
Yeah, she was fast.
Yeah, no. Girl, listen, no, when I was younger, I
was
like,
a Rolling Stone or what?
When I was younger, I feel like all I cared was boys. Like, I just, like, you know, I was just already
getting the boys,
Getting the boys, I was already picturing my marriage, how I'm gonna get married, what type of dress, just everything was boys, 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 boys. Yes, I was talking about younger, so I'm like, girl, just focus on you. I feel like I would be so much further in life right now if I hadn't focused so much on boys and what they thought about me and, you know, who do they next, what's the hottest. If I didn't care about them, I would be so much farther.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would be so much farther in life because I feel like...
What? Because of boys? You wouldn't have been farther because of boys.
Boys, men, whatever. Like, think, just ask myself, like...
Yeah. I know what you mean, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
If I just had focused on myself and what I wanted to do in life, I would have been further in life. And I'm not saying, I know it's always God's timing, but I do question it sometimes, like, where would I have been at this age if I hadn't done A, B, C, or if I had put more time into this instead of that?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So I'm just like, I know... I'm on the right path, but sometimes I wish I was further in life because, I put too much time. Y'all, I was almost engaged.
I still feel like you're on the right path.
I mean, I am, but I've...
But the engagement didn't work out because for the better.
For the better, yes, what I'm saying.
For the better.
I was so focused on that man, you know, if I hadn't
that you missed out.
Yeah, if I hadn't been so focused on him and being a wife, you know, perfect wife for him...
I feel like
I would have been doing so much better and traveling and all that stuff, but it's okay. It's everything happens for me.
Well, you're still young, so you still have time.
It's God's timing.
So. But yeah,
I don't even look at it as a wasted time. I think of it as God was holding me back for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I feel like I would tell my younger self to slow down.
No, Atta was trying to be grown at 13. The girl.
Let me tell y'all.
Too grown.
Let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all. I wasn't too trying grown. To be grown. I was kind of forced to grow up.
How
I was
so?
Forced to grow up before my time because all my siblings and cousins was all older than me, and I was trying to
youngest.
Catch up with them. Yeah. I was trying to keep up with everybody, and so I was forced. I'm not blaming on nobody.
Oh, yeah, don't.
I'm not blaming on nobody but myself.
Okay.
But I was forced to grow up because I had to keep up with them. If I wanted to go out to the clubs, I had to keep up with them. So I would tell my younger self to just slow down, take your time. Mm-hmm. You'll get there eventually. Because now, look, I'm 28 and feeling like I'm 40.
You're
21. Ooh. Right. Yeah, 27.
Slow down. There you go. There you go. Slow down.
Slow down. Slow the fuck down.
Oh, what? You're still 25 in my mind.
In Melody's mind, I'm still 16.
You're still 25, 26 in my mind.
You're just a baby.
And Fiona's going to be 24 in my mind forever.
Really?
Bella's going to be 21 in my mind forever.
I still see Bella 21. And I still see JP as 5.
No, I see
JP.
Not 5.
I see JP.
I see him
16.
As a baby. That's my baby.
What I was getting to was the memory Etta reminded me of, and that's what I appreciate Etta's mind, because her long-term memory is good as fuck. Mine is not good. She reminds me of things. I'd be like, wait.
Blessing and a curse.
I guess.
Yeah, because you can't get certain things out of your head, right?
Etta, we're not going right.
We are, but I'm going to cut whatever out.
Okay, so a memory that I have was, as you know, having four young kids in the house. First of all, it was the three of us, and then my mom had just had JP. Mm. So, you know, her being just, you know, a mom and doing whatever. She's upstairs cooking, trying to take care of us. Me and Ian used to argue like cats and dogs. So we're upstairs arguing. Nah, 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 nah. And this is what I was talking about. You, I appreciate you letting us just out it out. My dad used to sit there and just, he's on his laptop.
Let us do it out.
He just let us. He let us argue.
He'll look up, make sure no one's fighting.
And just let us, you know, let it out, let it out. And I remember, it's like, yeah, I remember, like, whenever having those type of nights or just, like, you guys making noise upstairs arguing. And I would go down. So my dad's old office was in the basement. He had an office in the basement. And I just say, she would go in the basement and... The man is down there. He's down there just, you know, trying to avoid all the noise going upstairs. And he's just in his own world.
You're about to bring up my favorite memory.
See, this is emotional. And you know what? It's you who brought this to my attention, because I never knew that. I was like, oh,
this we're arguing. This is my favorite memory of my dad.
But we're upstairs making noise.
I'm missing.
Punching each other, whatever. And Etta walks to the basement, and that's my dad's peaceful place was the basement, his office. He's just doing his work. And Etta would just go down there and just crawl on his lap. And he was just holding, they would just like be together and cut. Yeah. And I was like, Etta, you really?
To this day, that's why I had problems sleeping alone. Falling asleep alone, yeah. When I can't sleep,
yeah,
I go down there in his lap. And like, you know, Fia, I told you how I like to be balled up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like to ball up. So I'll ball up on his lap and just sleep.
Aww, just, that's so cute.
He'll hold me in one hand, and the other hand he'll still be typing, doing his stuff.
And I ain't gonna lie, it made me feel some type of way, because I feel like... Because
you don't have that relationship with him.
Yeah, I don't. Kind of is the reason why I picked the type of man that I do. But that's another... But anyway,
that's a topic.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about another
daddy issue.
Yeah, you can have a father in your life and still have daddy issues. Anyways, yeah, Etta reminded me of that memory, and it was so precious. Like, and
that's my favorite.
Her bringing it up, go. And I was just like, you did that.
All the noise upstairs, downstairs, yeah, and canceled it out. I just be on his lap.
I was like, you did that.
Just sleep.
She said she would just go down.
He wouldn't even ask no questions. I just go sit and ball up.
Meanwhile, me and Ian are arguing upstairs, really about to chop each other's head off. My mom probably cooking, trying to avoid the noise, trying to take care of the baby. JP. Like, it was a lot going on in that house. I feel sorry for her neighbors. But, yeah, that's it reminded me of that memory. And it kind of just, like, it took me back. And I'm just like... If she hadn't brought it up, I would not have known.
Yeah,
when she would disappear.
Idea.
Because that's one of my favorite.
Yeah, when she would disappear in the middle of arguments, I didn't know she was going to my dad to see.
At that time, I didn't know I had bad anxiety like that.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to talk about before letting y'all go, because I know it's been a long night, everybody's tired, but I kind of just wanted to touch on mental illness or mental, our mentals. Not mental illness, but just our mental health.
Yeah.
Because we talked about a lot of topics tonight, but I just want to really talk about our mental health and do a kind of a check-in on how everybody is. So we can start there.
Okay.
I like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just got to think about that.
You got to think about where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to think about where you are mentally.
No, I just want to explain it. Like, you know, how we're good.
Find the best way to explain it.
Okay. Inga, where are you at mentally right now?
Like I said, this has been a very special year for me. I feel like mentally. The beginning of the year really did it for me. Like, dealing with a certain individual, it kind of just opened my eyes to a lot of things. So, I don't know. I wasn't doing so good mentally probably like half of the year. But I feel like right now I'm in a good place. Like I said, I'm just focused on myself right now. I'm in a good place. I'm good. And if I wasn't good, I would have told y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. No, I'm not doing good.
That's good.
I'm in a good place. And I pray I stay here.
Mm-hmm.
For a while. I want to stay here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a good place. Yeah.
I should have a good place mentally. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a good place too, but I feel like I'm always like worrying about something just a little bit, like planning for the next stage. I don't want to make some of the same mistakes I made a couple years ago. So I'm like a little bit on edge sometimes.
Yeah.
But but I feel like it's better now than earlier in the year, because I was trying to prove something to myself. So I was like, okay, I'm like putting myself in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm still feeling good, but I just have I have a worry of the unknown for next year. I'm a little nervous.
For 2023.
Yeah, so it's like kind of, it's not fucking with me, but it's like in my head, it's like, I know I shouldn't, because I need to trust in God. So I need to be praying more. That's my problem.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's scary because we're like planners.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's scary not knowing what's next.
Mm-hmm.
It's very scary.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm living in the, just trying to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
trying to be okay?
Yeah. With law school, it's like, that's not even a question. Your mental health is always going to be fucked up. Law school has, my mental health is going to be fucked up regardless, because of law school. But
there's a lot going on. It's a lot of pressure.
It's fucked up right now?
Yeah, in general. But it's like, you know, we have a community of people. We just
You're like all stressing at the same time.
Yeah, we're all stressing at the same time. So we are all trying to be okay. Because
mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
As okay as you can be.
Yeah, as okay as we can be. Because it's a lot. But like, I feel like I've been living in the place of like, I want to, but I can't. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain?
So it's like, even like sometimes like getting up, it's like you want to do something, but you can't, just because your mental health right now is not at that place.
It's not.
And you can't just spring up and be like, have energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like what he said, you just can't spring up. Like you just be, sometimes, most days, you just want to lay there. You can't just spring up. You just want to lay there and be like, all right, I'm here. I want to, but I can't. I want to get up. I want to be active. I want to do this, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just here.
Yeah.
I'm making it. I'm surviving. And that's enough, I guess, for now.
It's a short term, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's enough. It's
a short term thing.
That's enough of surviving, and I'm making it through everyday life, I guess.
Taking it one day at a time.
Yeah. And like, speaking of making it one day at a time, like, different coping mechanisms, like, how y'all feel about that?
What's your different coping mechanisms?
One thing I've always liked to do is, like, have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It could be, like, a snack. Like, mm-hmm. I just need something to be, like...
Looking forward to, yeah.
Yes, like, I need that so I can think about that. And be like, oh, like, on Fridays, I'm like, oh, my God, I can take myself out. To just go to the store or get in my car. Ooh, I love to go for a quick little ride, you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's
like,
oh.
And, like, me just having a travel job right now where it's, like, I'm not home, I'm far away from home. One thing that's been keeping me kind of sane and balanced, I'm going to say, is spending more time with God. Mm-hmm. And I've always been, you know, quote-unquote religious. You know, I grew up in a Christian household. But you get to know God on a different side, like, as an adult. You know?
Yeah, it's so different now.
Yeah, the God I know now, you know, it's not the same person, the same God I knew when I was a child. And I connect with him more. I feel so close to him. And that's what's been keeping me going.
Mm-hmm.
Just having, even like on my days off, I'm not like, okay, I'm going to sleep all day to catch up on sleep. No, on my days off, I look forward to having that time with him. I'm just like, all right, I'm going to wake up, meditate, pray, do devotion. And I look forward to the time because after I'm done doing it, I feel great. I be feeling so good.
It's a healthy routine.
Yes, after a nice prayer and devotion and meditation, I feel so good and alive.
A good praise and worship session.
Yeah. And that's what's been keeping me going. That's what
makes
me sane and balanced. So, yeah.
And it's like we're spending time with God. Yeah. It's like, it's not even just praying, but it's like, I get what you mean. But like for me, it's like even just walks.
Walks, anything.
Like I like taking walks around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's like that too. Is like I guess spending time with God. Because, like, you sit with your thoughts, you talk to him, you just, you know?
It doesn't even have to be, like, just...
Yeah, just nothing serious.
Just prayer and reading your Bible. It's also just having an alone time with him and just talking. You don't even have to, like, oh, God, you know, praying, on my knees praying.
Yeah.
Just having a conversation. I've learned that the older I get, even if it's having a conversation with him, just talking with him.
Yeah.
You might feel like, you know, oh, I'm a little crazy or I sound crazy right now. I'm not talking to myself, but yeah, just having a conversation with him or like just finding him in little things like in my room right now when the sun is on my days off, when the sun is setting, that's him.
So, oh, yes.
Well, yeah.
Hello again. When the sun is setting, when I see something
hello forever.
Like, when I see something pretty, when I see a beautiful tree, when I see a rainbow, when I see just something that's just like, it just reminds you of how beautiful life can be.
Yeah.
And like small things like that, it reminds me like, all right, yeah, life is tough right now. It's hard, but if you find your balance,
life will be easier.
It's not
easy. There's so much beauty in life. If you
please, it's not easy, but
it's not
just
easy.
Just find your peace. Lord. Find your balance.
I said, Lord, this life is not easy.
If you find your balance, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. I promise you that.
Definitely.
You'll be okay.
That is a beautiful note for us to close out on. Mm-hmm. We're going to close out on that. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of 4Play. Hope you guys tune in. I don't want to say next week because we're going to see maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to start doing every other week instead of every week. But thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate everybody, our listeners. Any closing remarks from anybody?
I hope that everybody has a good ending to the year. I know holiday season is not the best for everybody. And this time, I'm not that discouraged about it. I'm trying to find positivity in it.
Yes.
Definitely.
My closing remarks is just find what makes you happy for you. Mm-hmm. What it is, something that sparks your fire, something that just makes you mm-hmm. happy. Find it and do it. Stop worrying about what everybody else thinks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's definitely. You. You gotta rescue yourself. You have one life to live. Just be happy.
Definitely. Well, thank you guys, and we will see you in 2 weeks for another episode. Maybe 2 weeks. We'll see. We'll see you soon for another episode of 4Play. Bye, guys.
Bye.